Morning, everyone.
I got to one.
I want to welcome all the gospel friends here this morning.
歡迎所有嘅福音朋友。
My name is Dave Saiki.
我嘅名字係 David.
It's my privilege to be able to share with you today.
實在係我嘅榮幸，能夠今天可以向你分享福音。
And I'm very happy, I'm very joyful that you could come here today.
我非常之嘅喜樂，你今朝能夠坐喺呢度。
I realize coming here, whether it's for the first time or maybe a few times now, may not be the easiest thing for you.
或者你是第一次来，或者你已经来了好几次，或者你是不是那么容易才能来到这里。
You're put into maybe an uncomfortable setting where you don't know very many people.
或者你会觉得这人都不是很熟。
But I'm grateful because the Lord has a purpose for you to be here today.
我实在好感谢主，因为神有向你有一个定义。
Now, I'd like to share, start off with a very short and simple verse this morning.
愿意今天早上带出第一节嘅经节。
And we can find it in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10.
这句经节是记载在约翰福音第十章第十节。
You don't have to turn to it, because it's right here on our display.
在上面荧光幕打了出来。
But we're going to, this is actually the second half of this particular verse.
这句经节是第十章第十节。
And it reads, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
我来了，要叫羊或者人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Let's all read it together first in English.
Okay. 好不好？我们一起先用英文一起读一次。
I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And let's do it in Chinese too.
中文一齐嚟。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Now these are the very words of Jesus, the Son of God.
系神嘅儿子耶稣亲自嘅讲呢句嘅说话。
And he has come to give everyone life.
耶稣嚟咗系为要叫人得着生命。
Now I want to spend a little bit of time looking at this word abundantly.
我愿意先来分享这个词是丰盛。
We may not use this word in like everyday conversational language.
这个不是常用的词。
But basically, abundantly means to have a whole lot of something.
什么叫丰盛呢？即是你拥有很多很多的。
I actually looked up formal definitions of the word.
我甚至去查字典添。
And basically, some of the ones I came across is to have beyond measure.
有一个翻译就话系你充充满满嘅，好多嘅。
To have over and above
系你超越你所能拥有嘅。
So Jesus says that he came that they, which is you and me, would have life and to have it abundantly.
耶稣就咁样讲。他来了就要叫我们得着生命，并且是拥有很丰盛、丰丰富富的生命。
That you and I may have life beyond measure.
你和我都能够得着这个丰盛、超越的生命。
That you and I may have life over and above what we have now.
是超过我们现在所拥有的。
So I want to ask this very simple question.
愿意先来问一个简单的问题。
Do you have life?
你有没有生命呢?
And do you have it abundantly?
你有没有这个丰盛超越的生命呢?
Actually, it's a two-part question, right?
是两个的问题。
So the first part, do you have life?
咁第一个问题，你有没有生命?
Maybe you think it's a pretty obvious answer, right?
你就可能会觉得很明显。
You're here, you're breathing, hands are warm, not a corpse yet, right?
你坐在这里，在这里呼吸着，你是有生命的。
So, you have life, right?
你是不是有生命呢?
How about the second part of the question?
那第二部分的这个问题呢?
Do you have life abundantly?
你的生命是不是丰盛呢?
That may be a little bit more difficult to answer.
这个就可能难一点去答。
It depends on how you define what an abundant life really is.
你会问我,你什么意思啊?丰盛的生命。
Now, what's the first thing that comes across your mind?
你第一样想到的是什么呢?
Is an abundant life where you have a lot of money or possessions?
豐盛嘅生命係咪等於你擁有好多嘅物質嘅事情呢？有好多錢呢？
I mean, who wouldn't like to have that kind of abundance?
邊個唔想要咁樣呢一種嘅豐盛呢？
That you could just buy whatever you wanted without even have to consider how much you have in your bank account?
你想買乜就買乜，唔使諗下銀行户口有幾多錢。
Yeah, and so is that what an abundant life is to you?
咁呢個對你嚟講就係咪豐盛呢？
That no matter how much you spend, that the inflow is always greater than the outflow?
你無論任何嘅抌錢去任何嘢，都仍然户口有好多嘅喎。
My wife and I would talk, and then I would often say, "Hey, let's go out to eat today."
我同我太太有時話不如去今晚出去食嘢啦。
You wouldn't have to cook, and I wouldn't have to clean.
你又唔使煮嘢，我又唔使洗碗。
You could tell who does the cooking in our family.
咁你而家知道邊個喺屋企煮飯啦。
And we can try and go out and eat different foods.
可以試下唔同嘅口味啊。
Now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I don't like my wife's cooking.
我並非係話我太太煮嘢唔好食嚇，請聽清楚。
I don't want to be in any trouble here this morning.
我唔想找麻煩。
But it's nice to be able to go out and eat, right?
但係間唔中出去食嘢係好嘅，係咪？
But oftentimes my wife would say, "Oh, it's too much money, it's too expensive, let's save."
我太太就太多錢啦，唔好花咁多錢啦。
You can also tell who's the saver and who's the spender of our family.
咁你而家你知道邊個係願意花多少少錢，邊個願意慳錢。
But this would not be an issue if you had an abundance of money, right?
但如果你有銀行户口好多嘅你都唔使諗嘅。
Or for those who love to travel, what if you can go anywhere in this world without even having to consider how much it would cost?
或者在座中有好多人鍾意去旅遊嘅你可以諗下你想去邊度就去邊度，唔使諗下機票價錢。
Hawaii, no problem.
去 Hawaii 啊。
Paris and Rome, sure.
去呢一個嘅巴黎啊。
I really enjoy going back to Japan, and but it's very expensive, right?
我自己個人咧就好中意去日本，不過係好貴。
Is that what an abundant life is? One where you have a lot of money and possessions, and you don't have to consider these things.
你如果喺世上擁有好多好多嘅財富，咁依個對你嚟講係咪豐盛咧？
Or maybe an abundant life is one where you live a really long time.
或者豐盛對你嚟講，可能你活得好長久。
Maybe even triple digits long.
可能係100歲以上。
I know maybe some of us younger ones would be, yes, it would be awesome to be able to reach 100 years old.
可能喺在座中嘅年輕人可能會咁講，100歲非常好。
What a blessed life that would be.
係蒙福嘅一生。
I don't know, maybe older ones who are closer to that age, I don't know if you want to go that far, right? Life is tough right now.
或者可能在中比較年長嘅，你諗下100歲，你究竟係咪真係想活到100歲呢？咁長久呢？
But
因為係並非係好容易嘅。
Is the longevity of life an abundant life?
究竟係活得長久、長命、長壽就係算唔算係豐盛呢？
So what is Jesus saying when he says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly"?
耶穌嚟咁樣講話，我來了係要叫羊得生命，並且得的更豐盛。佢究竟係點樣解釋呢？
Well, it's actually that Jesus means none of these things that we just mentioned.
其實主所講嘅豐盛，並非我剛才所舉嘅例子。
Yes, there are believers in Jesus who are very wealthy.
冇錯，有啲係相信主。耶穌嘅人，佢喺物質上喺世界上擁有好多。
They could go out and eat whenever they want. They could travel wherever they want.
佢想食乜就食乜，去邊度就去邊度。
But there are many believers in Jesus who live paycheck to paycheck.
但亦都有好多嘅相信主耶穌嘅人，佢係並非擁有許多。
And there are also many believers in Jesus who do reach 100 years old or more.
另外一方面，亦都有相信主嘅人，佢係好長壽嘅，100歲都有。
But there are many believers in Jesus who die at a very premature young age.
亦都有好多嘅相信主嘅人，佢好早好后生咁就过去啦。
So we can confidently say that an abundant life is neither of these things.
所以我哋就好能够直接嘅咁样讲，丰盛并非系长寿或者你系喺世界上拥有几多。
So we go back to the question: Do you have life, and do you have it abundantly?
再问多你一次，你有冇？生命並且有冇呢種豐盛嘅生命？
Now, if someone were to ask me this question before I came to accept Jesus into my heart, my answer would be, yes, I have life. I'm not sure I have it abundantly.
如果喺我未相信主耶稣之前，有人咁样问我呢个问题，我可能会咁样答：系，我而家系有生命嘅，但系丰盛我唔能够好有把握咁样答你。
But this answer would have been the wrong answer.
但系呢一个答嘅答案咧，其实系错嘅。
For the person who has yet to accept Jesus into their hearts, the answer is no, I don't have life. No, I don't have it abundantly.
原来当你未接受耶稣嘅时候，原来你系冇生命，并且更加系冇丰盛嘅生命。
Why?
点解咧？
When Jesus says, "I came that they may have life," this life he's referring to has nothing to do with life as we tend to think of it.
原来主耶稣话我来了系要叫羊得生命，呢个生命并非系我哋头脑所想呢个肉身。
He's not referring to physical life.
他并非说是肉身的生命。
He's not referring to life as we think of it, like we're born, we grow up, we grow old, we die.
他并非是说到这个人生老病死这个外面的生命。
In this verse, Jesus is referring to life that is altogether opposite from the life we know.
主耶稣所说这个生命是完全关乎到我哋呢个外边肉身嘅生命。
This life, it is the very life of God.
呢个生命系讲到神嘅生命。
It's a divine life.
系属于神嘅。
Now the life we know is temporary.
生命对于我哋自己嘅生命嚟讲系一个暂时嘅。
There's an ending point, which is when we take our last breath or the last beat of our heart.
啊，系会有终点嘅。我哋呼吸停止嘅时候，嗰个就系终点啦。
But the life he gives is eternal.
但是神给我们的生命，这个是永远的生命。
There is no ending.
是不会终止的。
The life we know is one filled with all kinds of imperfections and shortcomings.
对于我们所认识的生命，这个生命是有很多的瑕疵的。
The life he gives has no imperfection, no shortcoming.
从神而来的生命是丰丰满满，是完全的。
It is perfect.
是完全的。
It is incorruptible.
是一个不会扭坏的生命。
It is pure.
是一个纯正的。
The life we know demands so much of ourselves.
我们所认识这个的生命 是不断的对我们有很多的要求。
Our time, our energy, our strength.
我们的时间我们的精神等等。
But the life he gives is a sustaining life.
但是神给我们的生命是一直供应着我们的生命。
It provides strength to the weak.
是能够使我们加我们力量的。
It gives hope to those who have no hope.
是能够给我们有盼望的。
It gives rest to those who are just really tired and weary.
是能够给我们有安息的。
The life Jesus has come to give is altogether opposite of the life that we know today.
神所能够给我们的生命是刚刚对于我们自己的生命是完全相反的。
And he has come to give you and I this life and to give it abundantly.
主耶稣来就要叫我们得着属神这个生命，并且得的是更丰盛。
Now I like to consider three aspects to this divine life of God.
我愿意在这个属神的生命这点上再加强三点。
And the first aspect is this.
第一个方面。
The life he gives fully satisfies the heart of man.
神所赐予我们的生命，属神的生命，是完全能够满足人的心的。
The life he gives fully satisfies the heart of man.
完完全全的满足我们的心。
Now we'll take a look at a verse in the same Gospel of John that we looked at earlier.
我们看一处的圣经，也都是约翰福音。
John 6:35. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst.
我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
This is Jesus again speaking these words.
这一句说话也都是耶稣讲的。
And he refers to himself as the bread of life.
耶稣话佢自己系生命的粮。
Now, what is bread good for?
啊，你食面包有咩好处咧？
We're taught white bread not so much, but wheat bread, much better, right?
我叫你就唔好食白色嗰啲，食麦嗰啲就好啲。
But bread, it represents what sustains our physical bodies.
但面包咧就系能够俾我哋有力量，系咪？
Now, most studies say the human body can go about 4 to 6 weeks without any food.
啊，有人咁样讲，话我哋能够4至6个礼拜唔食嘢。
How about water? Any guesses how long we can go without water?
咁水咧，你可以几耐唔饮水咧？你估下
？Any guesses? Days.
Days. 有人话系几日
？That's right. Yes. Somewhere around 3 days to a week or something, and then that's it.
有人话至到3日左右，至到1个礼拜啦，咁就唔能够继续落去啦。
But our bodies need to be fed bread and water for us to survive.
我哋嘅生命，我哋就需要食嘢，需要饮嘢噶啦。
And likewise, the bread of this world can only satisfy us so much before we need more, before we get hungry again.
但系肉身上外边嘅食物，我哋食完咧又会再饿噶喎。
In other words, the things of this life can never really fully satisfy the heart of man.
呢个就系说明喺外边物质上我哋接受嘅，并非能够满足我哋嘅里边。
But the bread of life, Jesus, he can satisfy us completely.
但系耶稣话佢就系生命嘅粮。这个生命的粮能够完全的满足我们。
He who comes to him will not hunger, and he who believes in him will never thirst.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Now I know all of us realize just how true this is.
我们所有人都知道这句说话是何等的真实。
I remember back when I was 9 years old, our family needed a new car.
啊，我记得我9岁嘅时候，我嘅屋企咧就需要一部车。
So our family, we would go to the Toyota dealership, and apparently my brother and I just fell in love with a car.
啊，咁我哋咧就去车行度买车啦，咁咧就去睇车啦。咁我同我嘅哥哥咧就哇，觉得呢部车真系靓，要呢部。
So it was actually a 1986 Toyota van.
系一部1986年出嘅 van 仔。
And I'll show you a picture of it here. This is not our actual van, but this is just one that I found online.
系啊，86年面包车。
Look at that thing.
哇，睇下。
Beautiful, huh?
系咪好靓咧？
面
包车。
That thing, actually, when I first looked at it, I haven't seen a picture in so long. It looks really weird, like it's a UFO. I don't know. It just looks really weird, right?
你觉得好似好怪怪咁啊？而家睇落。
But apparently, my brother and I loved this van.
啊，咁我嗰阵时，我同哥哥咧记得就爱上咗依架 van。
Now, you know, the basic trim, like the base model, just wouldn't do.
啊，可能咧，你咧普通你买最低价嗰种咧，并非系最理想。
The most important part of the car to us were these middle seats where we'd be sitting.
啊，最重要嘅咧，依架 van 仔对我哋嗰阵时嚟讲咧，就系中间嗰排座位，因为我哋会坐噶嘛。
And this wouldn't be acceptable to us because we'd have to sit too close together.
啊，依架咧就太差啦，因为我会同我哥哥一齐咁样坐。
So we had to have the upgrade, the one with captain chairs.
咁我哋咧就要將佢咧就改進喎，就要進步少少，就要坐呢個船長嘅座椅。
Now this van is so old, I couldn't find a picture with captain chairs.
咁依家86年依個咧就揾唔到嗰啲嘅相。
So I found a more modern van with captain chairs.
啊，咁依個就係依個船長座椅啦。
And that's basically what it looked like.
就係分開咁樣。
And so we just had to have this van.
哇，咁我同哥哥話一定要依架。
And the coolest thing is these captain chairs can swivel so you can talk to people in the back row.
哇，同埋依個船長座椅可以轉，我可以對住後面啲人講嘢嘅喎。
Now we never really used that feature, but it was still cool, right?
即係當然唔會成日用依個咁嘅用處，但係你可以轉嘅。
So apparently my brother and I, probably more me, would constantly nag my parents to go buy this van.
啊，咁我咧同我哥哥，特別係我咧，就成日叫我父母就話，我哋好中意依架 van 仔。
And God bless my parents, they listened to their 9-year-old to pick the car.
真係感謝神啊，佢哋終於聽咗我咁樣哀求。
And they bought the van.
就終於買咗。
And I was just ecstatic.
我就實在係非常之開心。
I was ecstatic for about a month.
大約開心咗一個月。
And then apparently I fell in love with Transformers and I just forgot about the van.
跟住呢我又第二樣嘢喜歡就喜歡啲機械人，咁就唔記得做啲解 van 仔啦。
But this is just a very simple example of, I think, what shows, how it shows the heart of man.
其實呢一個咁簡單嘅例子就講明咗，說明出人裏面嘅內心。
Nothing in this world can fully satisfy our hearts.
世界上嘅物質等等一樣每樣嘅嘢唔能夠滿足我哋嘅心。
We set our hearts on something, and sometimes we're able to obtain it.
我哋嘅心愛上咗，定睛中意咗一啲嘢。
And we're satisfied for a certain period of time.
係滿足暫時嘅。
But then it's not enough, and we want more.
但又覺得之後又覺得缺乏，跟住又要揾第二樣嘢。
We always want more.
成日都要多啲多啲。
There's no end to our desire to want more.
永遠都唔夠嘅。
Isn't that true?
是不是真實呢?
Jesus is the bread of life.
主耶穌說祂是生命的糧。
He who comes to him will not hunger, and he who believes in him will never thirst.
到我來的就不會缺乏，不會覺得餓，信我的就永遠不渴。
He who believes in him will never hunger and never thirst.
到我這裡來的必定不餓，信我的就永遠不渴。
Because he's the one that fully satisfies.
因為主耶穌能夠完完全全的来满足我们。
Let's look at our second aspect of this life.
第二方面。
The life he gives guides our path and our purpose.
主耶稣给我们神圣的生命，能够在他的生命中带出指引、道路和目的。
The Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 12.
有一节的经节，约翰福音记载在八章第十二节。
Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Here in these verses, Jesus reveals that this life he gives provides light to man.
这里主耶稣形容祂给我们这个神圣的生命是一个发出光的生命。
He's the light of the world.
主耶稣说他就是世界的光。
He's the one who illuminates our path.
他就是在我们走这条人生的道路上能够带给我们光、光明的一位。
Now, I'm going to get a little philosophical here, but I don't know if you've ever wondered, well, why am I here?
或者等你想一想，在脑海想一想，你有没有曾经想过，为什么我们在这个世界上呢？
Why am I here on this earth? What is my purpose?
我們為何會存在? 我們存在的目的是什麼呢?
Is it merely like we said earlier, to be born, to grow up, to grow old, then finally to pass away?
是不是就是好像我們剛才這樣說, 生、老、病,跟著死呢?
You know, most of us, we live life trying to make the best choices that we can.
我們大部分人在這個世界上都是盡量呢揀選啲最理想嘅路嚟走嘅。
For those of us who are students, you study hard to get as good a grades as possible.
對於一啲學生嚟講呢，佢哋呢就讀最好嘅書，就攞到最好嘅分數，就繼續升級。
So you can get into a really good college.
咁你可以入好嘅大學啦。
And then you work hard in college so that you can try to earn a well-paying job for yourself.
你在大學用功的讀書希望能夠找到一份好的工。
And then for those of us who are working, we work really hard to try to make a good income.
對於工作的來說你要繼續的賺多一點。
And some, we want to pursue, climb up the corporate ladder to make ourselves successful and make more money.
爬這個梯繼續的賺多一點賺多一點。繼續的成功。
And for some of us who have the privilege of being parents, we try to teach them and impart our values to them.
或者你有啲仔女嘅，你就會將你嘅信念、你所知道嘅，嘅灌輸俾佢哋。
We teach them right and wrong.
教佢哋乜嘢係對，乜嘢係錯。
We want them to be good-hearted, well-mannered people.
教導佢哋咧係禮儀。
Now all of these things, wherever, whatever stage of life that we're in.These are really good things to be striving for and to do.
無論我們人生究竟在哪個位置，我們都是 繼續嘅要去追求繼續嘅進步。
But is this what we call kind of the rat race of life? Is this all what life is meant to be? What our purpose is?
但係依一啲，我再問，就係咪我哋人生存在嘅目的咧？就係追求繼續嘅嚟追求依啲。
We need the light of life to illuminate our path.
我哋係需要世界上嘅光。
To me, the purpose of this life is to discover and to know Jesus Christ.
對於我嘅生命嚟講，我就要去追求揾到、揾著、找著依個光。
He's the one who created us.
原來耶穌就係創造我哋一位。
He's the one who saves us.
佢哋主耶穌就係拯救我哋嘅一位。
He's the one who loves us unconditionally.
主耶穌就係一位無條件嘅愛上我哋嘅一位。
And to go through this life without experiencing this is, you just fall short.
如果我哋走依一生，並非碰上到主耶穌，我哋就係白走。
I've been watching this TV show called This Is Us.
啊，有時咧，我會睇依一個電視節目叫做係 This Is Us 啊，係關依個電視劇集嘅名係就係關於我哋。
I don't know if you've ever seen that show, but my wife watches it, so therefore sometimes I watch it.
啊，我太太會睇，咁我有時都會一齊睇。
But there's a character, his name is Randall.
啊，有依個關於我哋依個電視節目咧，上面有一個人物咧叫做 Randall。
And he is an African American boy who's adopted into a white family.
啊，咁依個 Randall 咧就係、是、一個黑人嘅小朋友，咁佢咧就係喺個白人嘅家庭另被領養翻嚟一齊長大。
And the parents who adopted him, and his brothers and sisters, everyone is Caucasian.
啊，所有成家都係白嘅喎。
But he grew up in a very loving family, and his parents loved him just like they did their biological children.
咁依個黑嘅小朋友咧，就喺個白人嘅家庭中長大。咁依個白人嘅家庭咧，就好中意依個小朋友，就當佢係自己嘅仔一樣。
But there was something in his heart that he had longed to want to meet his biological father.
但係喺個黑嘅小朋友嘅心裏邊咧，佢一直都渴慕想揾翻佢嘅真實親生嘅父母親。
And much of the show has to deal with kind of his relationship with his biological father versus this family that really loved him so much.
啊，咁咧有一部分呢個劇集咧就講到佢對於呢個領養佢嘅家庭嘅父母嘅關係啊，嚟同埋講出佢對於佢嘅肉身父母嘅關係。
And you know, I tend to think of our situation similar to that.
啊，有時我就咁樣諗自己嘅生命。
You know, we go through this world and we try to do the right things with our life.
啊！我哋就咁樣每日嘅拼命去活，咁咧就去活得對。
But there's going to be like a void, like something missing without getting to know our Father, the one who created us.
但係一直咁樣走落呢條道路嘅時候咧，就覺得裏邊缺乏。咁我真正嘅父親係邊個咧
？There's something missing unless we get to know and come into a relationship with Jesus。
啊，就係、是、心靈裏邊有一個缺乏啊！我所邊個係我所信嘅咧？就係、是、咪一位耶穌咧
？And this is why you're here today。
啊，我哋今日坐喺度就係要揾出依個答案。
To get to know Jesus, the one who loves you, the one who saved you。
就係願意嚟找著得著依位耶穌，係愛我哋，能夠拯救我哋。
To fill this void in your heart，
能夠滿足我哋心靈裏邊依個嘅缺乏。
Now the other aspect of this life is that it illuminates our darkness。
喺依一點上邊咧，並且依個光咧係能夠照在黑暗裏邊。
Every day we live apart from the light of the world, we're living in darkness。
啊，當每日我哋生活上得唔著呢個光嘅時候，我哋就喺黑暗裏面。
I mean, you just think about what we see on the news.
啊，你就諗下你所聽見嘅新聞。
I mean, just in the past couple of weeks, we have two mass shootings in our country.
啊，對上兩個嘅禮拜咧，已經聽咗兩次嘅有人咧去依公眾地方亂咁開槍。
The shootings in Pittsburgh, in the Jewish synagogue.
喺嗰個猶太人嘅會堂當中啦 ，Pittsburgh。
Recently, the shooting down south in Southern California.
喺南加州嗰度有一次啦。
We live in a very dark and sinful world.
我哋活喺呢个嘅世界里边系充满咗黑暗嘅。
I mean, not only that, husbands killing wives.
谂下，并且有新闻话呢个丈夫系谋杀老婆。
Wives abandoning their children.
啊，个太太系唔要嗰啲细路。
I mean, the countless number of sexual assault.
你谂下嗰啲嗰啲關於性嗰啲嘅罪。
I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
實在你一直諗，一直數，一直數落去。
I mean, personally, I try not to watch the news as much because it's so depressing.
有時我真係唔想睇咁多依啲新聞，實在真係令到你帶嚟好灰暗。
I'd rather watch cooking shows with my wife.
我想睇啲烹飪嗰啲好啲。
Or like the Warriors.
或者睇下啲人打波打籃球。
Notice I didn't mention the 49ers because that's almost as depressing.
我冇講啊足球啊美式足球，因為都好灰暗。
But we live in a sinful world.
但係實際上嚟講，我哋活嘅呢個世界就係充滿咗黑暗嘅。
But no matter how much we'd like to think that sin is someone else's problem, it's not.
但係無論如何，我哋諗關於呢個黑暗、關於罪啊，係佢嘅問題，唔係我嘅。
Each one of us, in whether it's in big or small ways, sin against God.
但係並非如此，因為無論你大小、年長年幼，我哋都係有罪嘅。
Because we're living in darkness and we need the light of life.
因為我哋就係活喺呢個黑暗裏邊，我哋需要世界嘅光。
Think about the last time you lashed out in anger.
你諗下對上一次你向人發怒、發嬲。
Or you had a feeling of being envious or jealous of somebody.
你對上一次你妒忌某一個人。
Or you had an impure or lustful thought.
你對上一次諗呢啲唔應該諗嘅嘢。
You probably don't have to go very long before you realize this.
對上一次係幾時咧？
We sin because in our nature we're born with a sinful nature.
我哋會咁樣嘅犯罪，因為我哋裏邊有一個罪性喺度。
I can't think of a better way to see this except to kind of look at little children.
喺啲小朋友身上就好容易睇到啦。
Now for those of you who don't know, I have an 8-year-old daughter.
如果你唔知，我有一個八歲嘅女兒。
And she's a really good girl, but that doesn't mean she's not a sinner.
係非常之好好嘅喎，但係咧並非我唔可以咁樣講佢，我唔可以咁講佢係佢唔算係一個罪人，我唔能夠咁樣講。
And she's definitely not a good liar.
佢係唔係好識講大話。
I remember an incident when she was about 4 or 5 years old.
記得佢大概4-5歲嘅時候。
She was going to the bathroom.
佢就去洗手間。
And she was taking a long time.
咁去咗好耐喎。
And that's not unnormal because that happens.
咁有時細路仔係需要多啲時間。
But she was really quiet, which is pretty abnormal.
但佢咧唔單止耐喎，並且好靜喎，咁咧就好奇怪。
So I went to go check on her, and I noticed we have a door, and the paint was kind of flaking, a little peeling off.
咁我就去睇下佢做咩事啦。咁我喺廁所入面嗰啲牆呢有啲見到嗰啲牆呢嗰啲嘅油漆呢就開始甩喎。
But there was a lot of paint missing when I came in the door.
當我去嗰次睇佢嘅時候呢，嘩點得好多都甩咗好多喎，好大部分。
So I asked her, what happened?
咁我就問佢做乜嘢嗰度。
What happened to the paint?
嗰啲油漆點會咁樣嘅。
She said, I don't know.
佢話唔知啊。
And did you peel the paint off the door?
咁我問佢你咪搣咗出嚟咧
？No.
冇啊。
So then she stood up, and I noticed in the toilet there were all flakes of paint.
咁然後起咗身咧，跟住睇下個廁所嗰度，哇！原來嗰啲油漆搣咗出嚟嗰啲喺曬個廁所入邊。
So I asked her, how did the paint get in there?
咁我問呢嗰啲油換上油漆點會落咗廁所窿入邊？
I must have fallen into the toilet.
佢自己跌落去。
I think I want.Point she blamed me for doing it.
咁甚至講嗰下時候，佢賴我，話我整嘅喎。
My daughter, I'm thankful my daughter is not a skillful liar, at least not yet.
我真係感謝神，佢並非係非常之圓滑嗰種講大話。
But this just goes to show, even at a very young age, we're born with this sinful nature.
但係你睇下，從細細個長大咧，已經有呢個罪性。
No one taught her how to lie.
冇人教佢講大話。
It was in her nature.
喺佢個性情入邊，裏邊就已經有呢樣嘢。
So she knew how to do it, and likewise, we have the same sinful nature.
咁細個就識啦，我哋當然都識啦。
And the problem is that the sin that we commit it leads to death.
但係個問題就係呢個罪性能夠帶進 將我哋帶進死亡。
But it's not just a physical death that everyone goes through.
唔單止係肉身最後一啖氣嗰個死。
It's an eternal death, one eternal separation with God.
係一個永死，係與神永遠隔絕嘅依個嘅死亡。
But thank God.
但係感謝神。
Jesus gave his very own life so that we wouldn't have to suffer the consequences of sin.
耶穌就將佢自己嘅生命白白嘅為我哋嚟捨去。赐俾我哋，叫我哋能够得着呢个属神永远嘅生命。
You know, earlier in that verse where he says, "I came that they may have life."
之前我哋讲嗰句话，佢为要叫人得着生命。
The way he accomplished that, giving us his life, is to give up his own life.
佢点样将属神嘅生命带俾我哋咧？就系藉着佢嚟到將佢自己嘅生命嚟捨去。
It was the only way that we could be forgiven of our sin.
呢個係唯一我哋能夠被我哋嘅罪被赦免嘅一條路。
It was the only way that we could not have to suffer this eternal death.
呢個係我哋唯一唔需要去接受呢個永遠死亡嘅結局嘅一條路。
He was the one who suffered the consequences for us.
主耶穌就付上呢个生命嘅赎价。
Because he loved you so much that he gave his very own life up for you.
因为爱到我哋，爱到呢个地步，嚟到将佢自己嘅生命为我哋舍去。
He was nailed, his hands and his feet to a cross.
佢嘅手，佢嘅脚被钉在十字架上面。
And his blood was shed.
佢嘅血一直嘅流出。
Because it is by his shed blood and only by his shed blood that we can be forgiven of our sin.
就藉着主耶稣在十字架上所流出来的宝血能够洗净我们一切的罪。
And once we experience this forgiveness, we can be given a new life.
当我们接受相信主在十字架上为我们所成就的，我们就能够得着这个永远的生命。
And this is the life of Jesus.
这个就是耶稣的生命。
This is the life that he has come to give us.
这个就是主耶稣说要给我们的生命。
You know, while we were still sinful people, he came to die for us.
当我们还是做一个罪人的时候，主耶稣就已经来了。
There is nothing that we've done to deserve this gift.
不是你和我做了什么，他呢就配得他这样来为我们做这件事。
But yet he came to give up his life.
但是主就是白白的这样来。
There's another verse here in Romans.
在罗马书这样记载。
For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢作的，唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还是作罪人的时候，在那时候为我们死。
While we were still helpless, Christ died for us.
当我们无助需要帮助的时候，那时候基督就为我们死。
Truly, this is the gift that God has for each one of us.
这个就是要神所赏赐给我们的。
Now, the third and final aspect of the life that Jesus gives,
并且主耶稣给我们属神的生命，第三方面。
The life he gives secures our future forever.
主耶稣所给我们的生命能够带进永远的保护着我们的未来。
John chapter 10:27-28 reads, My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand.
是约翰福音记载第十章27-28节。我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand.
这里说，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
There is nothing certain or for sure in this life.
在我们这个属世的生命上，没一样东西是绝对的，你可以是肯定的。
Everything can change in a moment of time.
任何人事物都可以即刻的改变。
One day we can go out and breathe fresh air.
一日可以出去吸新鲜空气。
The next morning they tell us not to go outside because of the fire and the smoke outside.
第二日叫你千祈唔好出去，因为出边有嗰啲火出嚟嘅烟。
One day life is going really great in great health.
有一日咧，你就健健康康嘅，冇乜嘢都冇事。
The next day you go see your doctor and you learn.Of maybe a terminal illness.
第二日你可能要见下医生啊，佢就话俾你听，有大问题。
One day you go to work and you have a job.
第一日你去好好嘅地嘅翻工。
The next day you find out that you're laid off.
第二日翻去，失业啦。
There are no certainties in this lifetime.
呢个世界上冇嘢系绝对可靠嘅。
But there is only one certainty, and that is Jesus Christ.
但是有一个的绝对，就是我们能相信这位主耶稣。
Because Jesus never changes.
因为主耶稣永远不改变的。
And his salvation never changes.
他的救赎是永远不改变的。
And if we accept Jesus into our hearts and believe in him,
当我们接受主耶稣进入我们的心，
then he will grab hold of us.
他就能够找住我们。
And there is nothing that will take us out of his hand.
谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
Our future is secure with him forever.
我们的永远的前途已经掌握在他的手里。
And it doesn't matter what happens in the years that we have left on this earth.
我们无论人生走去哪个方向。
It could be a really easy and blessed life.
可能是很容易蒙祝福的道路。
It could be a very hard and trying life.
或者係好困難，好多trials 試煉嘅。
But if you have Jesus, you are in His hand forever.
但係當你有耶穌喺你生命裏邊，佢就能夠掌握著你嘅生命。
And He will love you.
你就會喺愛嘅裏邊。
And He will hold you.
你就喺佢嘅掌握喺佢嘅掌管當中。
And even when life is tough.He will give you the grace to carry on.
当你生命上觉得好难走上去的时候，他就能够将恩典一直嘅继续供应你。
And even though life is tough, you can find that you have rest in your heart.
在你的生命上遇到很多困难的时候，你心里面仍然能够经历他所给你的平安。
That when something happens, something bad happens, you're supposed to be sad, but you find yourself.To have a joy in your heart.
有一啲嘅事情喺你生命发生，令到你好难过，但系主耶稣能够喺嗰阵时鼓励你。
This is because Jesus has you in His hand.
因为你嘅生命现在已经系掌握喺主耶稣嘅手里面。
And nothing can take you out of His hand.
谁也不能从主耶稣嘅手里把我哋夺去。
This life that He gives secures our future forever.
主耶稣所给我们的生命就能够保证我们永远的将来。
Jesus came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
主耶稣已经来了，为要叫我们得着生命，并且得的更丰盛。
But there's a catch.
但是有一个条件。
It's only if you want it.
个条件就是你需要去接受。
God never forces this gift, this salvation upon you.
神从来没有勉强我们说你一定要这个。
It's by choice. It's only if you want it.
你需要去拣选这个。
Is life dragging you down?
生命是不是你觉得很难走跟上去呢?
Are you stressed? Are you anxious? Are you tired?
你觉不觉得很累?你觉不觉得好緊張，好焦急。
The bread of life will fully satisfy your heart.
主耶穌是生命的糧，祂能夠滿足我們的心。
Do you feel like you're kind of going through life without a purpose, a direction?
你或者覺不覺得你生活著，這樣存在著，沒有人生的方向呢?
The light of life will hold your hand and guide you each step of the way.
主耶稣就是一个生命的光，他要带我们一直往前走。
Are you worried about what the future holds for you?
你或者是不是为着明天一直的忧虑呢？
Are you the type that worries about your job or getting sick?
你或者是不是为着自己的健康担心，为着你的工作一直的担心？
Accept Jesus into your heart and no one can snatch you from his hand.
接受耶稣进入你的心，谁也不能从他的手里把我们夺去。
I'd like to end this time in prayer.
愿意以下这段时间做一个祷告。
I want to give you this choice, this opportunity to accept Jesus into your heart.
愿意将一个接受耶稣的这个拣选摆在你的面前。
If you're willing, it's just simply a matter of asking him to come into your life.
如果你愿意的话，你就问一问他，接受他进入你的心。
Basically, to acknowledge that you're a sinner and that you need him.
就是告诉他，我是一个罪人，我愿意将你接受进到我的心里面。
And that's really all there is to it.
就是这么简单。
And if you ask him, Jesus will come into your heart.
如果你这样问他，主耶稣就会答应你进入你的心。
And he will impart this life to you.
他就会将他属神的生命赐给你。
So I want to ask if there's anyone here who wants to make this choice to accept Jesus into your heart, if you just raise your hand.
愿意这样来问，在座中有没有人愿意来接受耶稣进入你的心？请你举手。
Is there anyone here that wants to accept the Lord Jesus into your heart?
有没有人在座中愿意接受耶稣进入你的心？
To accept this life, this abundant life that he has for you?
接受这个丰盛的生命进入你的心。
To be able to find true rest,
能够得着永远的安息。
To be able to have true joy,
永远的喜乐。
To not have to hunger and thirst again.
不需要再又饥又渴。
Because he can fully satisfy.
因为主能够满足我们的心。
Is there anyone who desires Jesus into their heart?
在座中有没有人愿意接受耶稣进入你的心？
Just ask you to raise your hand.
简单的举起手来。
Okay, let's pray.
愿意祷告。
Lord, we just truly thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, you are the giver of life.
你是赐予生命的一位。
And Lord, those of us who have come to know you, Lord, we know just how much joy that you have given to each of us.
所认识你的，你是将何等的喜乐赐给我们。
Thank you, Lord, for loving us.
主耶稣，感谢你爱上我们。
Thank you, Lord, that even in our own darkness that you found us.
主，感谢你在我们的黑暗里面，你就来这样寻找我们。
And Lord, I pray for each and every one of, of them here that has not accepted Jesus into their hearts.
主，如果在我们在座中还有未相信你的，我将他们交给你。
Lord, that this would be a beginning.
这个是一个开始。
Lord, to one day just realize how much you love.
直到有一天能够认识你的爱。
Lord, we want to give you all of the glory today.
主，我们将所有荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.